The anti-communist killings in Indonesia, where about 500,000 to 3 million people died and many were imprisoned, tortured and raped, actually happened between 1965 and 66. But in many Indonesian history books, they are still display the victims as the main perpetrators, and they neglect the extent of the killings. But during the last years, there was some of the survivor groups and their supporters have apparently started to like try to push for a public debate and for historical reappraisal of the massacres. But obviously, they are facing severe threats, amongst others, by Islamist groups, which were trying to impede the process. So my first question concerning this topic would be, why is it that this topic is still a taboo in Indonesia? And why is there still so much resistance to having a public debate and or a historical reappraisal to it?
I think because it was the issue of anti-communist, it quite embedded in the society since the authoritarian regime. And after Reformasi in 1998, there is no acknowledgement from the state about the atrocities of 65. I mean, 65 as a big massacre, and it was a beginning, it was a started point for the ongoing human rights violation in Indonesia. So there's no public debate. It's still, it's not really open in public. There's no historical justice. And more, there are many legal law which discriminated the victims of 65 still be in the legal system. That's why many human rights organizations try, and also with the victims, try to build their justice by opening space to discuss between them, to document it, many stories of the victims. However, the National Human Rights Institution already finalizing their pro-justicia investigation and stated that the case of 65 was crimes against humanity. Then I think it should be become a basic legal standing from the government to do something more in providing justice for the victims.
That was the report of the National Human Rights Commission of Indonesia, they published in 2012, right?
And yes.
There they also recommended the prosecution of army officials that were involved in the killings. Did anything happen in this respect so far? Because, yeah, as I said, the report is now, it's already 4 years old. So what did the government do in the last years, and especially maybe the current government of Jokowi, where many people had like high expectations that he would do something about this case?
The problem is about the lack of the political will of the Indonesian government to dealing with the past abuses, including 65. So it's not just this case who stuck in the Attorney General office, because they are the one who has to follow it up, the investigation by National Commission of Human Rights. But there's also six other past abuses which already stated as the crimes against humanity. It's also not being followed up by the Attorney General. Of course, the current president, the current government, President Jokowi, stated that they want to deal with the past. We don't know exactly how, because in fact in the regulation, the government of Indonesia have to establish the human rights court for the cases, for the past abuses, and also the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. But up to now, the Truth and Reconciliation law, it's still not enacted yet. For us, I think the settlement of the past abuses should be an integrated mechanism to deal with the victims' rights. That's why they should have a human rights court, providing truth revealing for the victims, reparation for the victims as well, and also security sector reform. While in the recent situation, the government tried to open a discussion by initiated the symposium on the last April.
Mm-hmm. That was the symposium dissecting the 1965 tragedy.
It was the first time the initiative from the government to invite victims, human rights NGO, former military general to discuss about this case. It was a huge debate where, from us, it should be the full rehabilitation for the victims. So it's not just for the reconciliation, but also open the truth of the cases. If the government want to really dealing with the past, so they have to providing all the integrated rights for the victims.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that at least, I mean, there's still a lot of resistance from different groups, but do you think that, like, for example, the symposium, that was actually viewed as a major step in opening a public debate, but still, I think, like, the day before the symposium, there were heavy threats against some of the survivors organizations by Islamist groups. And so, how would you evaluate the current situation? Do you think that, like, the public debate has now really started and people are starting, like, to really talk about this topic?
The society will base on the policy of the governments. If the government have a really standing position that dealing with the past is part of the recommendation of the constitution and the part of how they committed with the human rights value, which already promises in various UN conventions, for example, they have to be consistent on that. So what happened now that they say that they will dealing with the past, but they just ignoring all initiative by the fundamentalism group supported by police or military to disband all the discussion, all the film. It's quite paradox, it's like really want to deal something, but also it's not really providing any commitment on that, because there are many hopes from the victims to the current president, and I think there are many also support from the victims and civil society at the time for this president.
If we talk about the victims or the survivors of these mass killings and prosecution, what is actually their situation today?
Yeah, I think stigmatization and discrimination is really embedded on the society. So therefore, there's still not many victims want to really open to the public that they are part of the victims. So there are many victims still be on silence and just, you know, want to tell the story among themselves. We try to be understand this kind of situation because the society now is unpredictable, you know. It's also there are many growing fundamentalism group who just against the issue of anti-communism and also other issue like LGBT rights and others and religious freedom. Religious minority in Indonesia, for example.
Next Thursday, you will be in Freiburg to open the exhibition, which is dealing with female survivors of the killings.
Yeah.
So what was or is the specific situation of women in this case, like in 1965 or still today?
We try to dealing with the women survivors because a part of the victims, they also become a victimized again, yeah, because most of the victims receive a sexual violence, so they have another trauma situation now. Yeah, so we're dealing with 26 of women in various areas in Indonesia and try to integrate it. Our participatory action research, and also like we are dealing with the taking photo and telling stories. So we visited them, we asking them to telling the stories by showing the old pictures, yeah, those kind of things. So for us, this project is not just getting the information by them, but also in like inviting them to be part of the research, and yeah, that's the result of our research, which is the photo exhibition. And I think the picture is not just showing the suffering of the victims, but also the woman victims, but also the power of woman itself, how they're dealing with the current situation.